With 400,000 people dead, the conflict in Syria is no longer just about the future of Assad, the Syrian people, or even ISIS, which has now lost more of its territory. Instead, it's a series of battles for geopolitical dominance. The key player is Iran, which has extended its influence and reach inside Syria. Analysts say it now effectively holds the levers of power. In the beginning, Iran entered Syria to support the regime of Bashar Assad, but Assad has ended up becoming a client of Iran, says Lena Khatib, head of the Middle East and North Africa program at Chatham House. The Syrian regime has become almost hostage to Iran's interests. That is too much for Israel, which sees a creeping Iranian military presence on its border. It launched a series of cross-border assaults in Syria on February 10th in an overt show of force. Israel has carried out occasional strikes on Syrian territory since 2011, but both sides have shied away from raising stakes. This time, things played out differently. Syria's anti-aircraft system hit an Israeli F-16 as it returned from a raid, sending a message: Israel will no longer have free rein of Syrian airspace. Others in Syria are pursuing their own agendas. Turkey is battling the Kurdish YPG militia, which it sees as an existential threat. President Erdogan, who once called for Assad's ouster, now seems resigned to his staying. Turkey has only one priority left in Syria: to fight the YPG, says Soner Kapatte, director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute.